number seven is from the River Revitalization Foundation, a presentation regarding Wheelhouses New Park.
Ms. Gleffy, would you come forward? Kimberly Gleffy is the executive director of the River Revitalization Foundation and has some pleasant news to share with us to kind of bring us all up to date.
I have handouts too, do I?
Yeah,
here.
Ms. McLean. Yes, Ms. McLean.
Good morning. I'm here to talk about the power lines. good morning. Thank you for having me, Supervisor Broderick. I'm Kimberly Gleffy, Executive Director of the River Revitalization Foundation, and I'm glad I'm an informational item. I'm talking about the Wheelhouse Gateway Park that's under development. River Revitalization Foundation is Milwaukee's Urban Rivers Land Trust. We have conserved 10 acres within the city along the Milwaukee River, a site in Brown Deer, and a site along the Beerline Trail that was recently constructed by the county parks, and our most recent acquisition, the Wheelhouse site. This site, as you can see from your handout, is on North Riverboat Road, down at the river at the North Avenue and Humboldt intersection. Have any of you been down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yay, excellent. It's 2.8 acres. We purchased it with Department of Natural Resources stewardship funds. It was a $1.4 million acquisition. They funded half of the purchase price. The Sewage District Green Seams Program funded part of the match, and we're under a fundraising campaign to pay off the rest of the acquisition dollars. It's under restoration through a grant from, again, the DNR. We received a site planning grant and worked with the landscape architect to come up with the site plan that you see in front of you. It includes old world meadow, mesic prairie restoration, turf grass, real turf grass, for activities and yoga in the park, play areas for children, and connections to all of the trails that are at the site, the East Bank Trail, which is a National Recreation Trail designation from the U.S. Department of the Interior award winner, thanks again to the parks, and the Beerline Trail connects here, so all of those access points are being connected to complete the two-mile loop, from North Avenue to Locust Street. Caesars Park, Riverside Park, Gordon Park are all in that loop area. We also have funding from the Greater Milwaukee Foundation to improve the boat launch at the site. It's going to be called Kiwanis Landing. The club has pledged $100,000 toward the project, and that's under completion right now. There's fishing access. We all know the North Avenue Dam area is a great fishing hotspot, and that's going to be improving fishing access and the shoal that the DNR positioned at the bend in the river. It connects to the North Avenue Bridge over the old North Avenue Dam, and we're actually having a winter festival on February 4th if you'd all like to come and join us. We don't have a beer garden there yet, but we will have other refreshments. So this is, again, an informational item. We do intend to convey this to county parks if it's that your pleasure. When it's unencumbered and retired from debt and some of the restoration has been completed. So you'll see me again to propose conveyance of this new park, new riverfront park, to the system.
Questions of Ms. Gleffy by committee members? Supervisor Jurczyk?
With regard to this canoe kayak launch area,
mm-hmm.
and it's an exciting prospect to get access to the river there. Where would vehicles pull up to unload canoes and kayaks and park and so on?
Right now it's street parking. There were two curb cuts at the site originally, and we didn't want traffic going in and turning around, which they're actually doing now. They're going over the curb and tearing up some of the restoration areas, so we have another issue at hand. But there is only parking on the street right now. We are looking at the property to the south, downstream from it, adjacent, between In Vivo and the Stubby's restaurant on the corner and our property. If we can acquire that property, we would have access to parking, pavilion type of facility for this park, as well as potential for putting in at the landing.
Is there ready street parking?
I mean,
is
yeah.
it pretty, mm-hmm. pretty available?
Yeah, it is. It's a little hard to get down there, but it's available.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, again, just a wonderful example of, well, you never want to doubt what the River Revitalization Foundation can do. They continue to prove what they can do, and this is just a wonderful example and a great addition to an area that was at one time in my district.
Yes.
Are there further questions by committee members? Well, we will look forward to the next project, the next presentation, and we commend you on the work that you do and your organization does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.